Today, our scriptures point us to a decision. The first reading, Joshua asks, as they entered into the Holy Land, "Who are you going to serve?" The decision in the gospel is, do you want to leave also? Are you going to follow me? Is what Christ is asking. Or do you want to leave just like all the rest of them did? You have a choice. You have a decision to make. And my brothers and sisters, that decision is actually every single day. It's not a one-time thing. It's a daily commitment to our very baptism. To say, yes, Lord, I choose you. I want to be like Peter in the gospel. To simply respond, Master, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. It is you who fill our lives with joy, with happiness, with love, with peace. Without you, we have none of that. Or better yet, to put it this way, is with our very theme of stewardship this year. Without you, Lord, I am not fully alive. It is when I make that conscious choice to follow you, I become fully alive because, Lord, life is only you. That is why Joshua says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Because He is the one who brought us this very life out of the slavery of Egypt. He has freed us from our sinfulness. It is why Peter says, you have the words of eternal life. It is only in you will I get to be able to make it to heaven. And it's that very choice that has to be resounding in our hearts each and every single day. Because it's a choice to be united to Christ in the very Eucharist we receive. Understand, just last week we heard Christ say, you must eat my body and drink my blood to have eternal life. The very body and blood that I give upon the cross, the very body and blood that has risen from the dead as we receive the risen Lord in the Eucharist, it is what fills us with life. It's what makes us fully alive. Because we receive Him who is life itself. But it comes though with that choice. Then do I want to fully conform myself to the God who gives Himself truly to me? As God will empty Himself completely upon a cross, as He will die for His bride, as we heard in the second reading. So His bride, the church, is meant to respond to that love, to make a grateful response, as we say in stewardship, to the God who gave everything to her, the church. So she responds and says, Lord, I want to give everything to you. It is only in you that I will be fully alive. It is to you that I cling, as God clings to His church. So understand, my brothers and sisters, in that very second reading is really the fullness of what we say of stewardship, as what we're seeking in this very life to be fully alive, is to give ourselves to the God who has given Himself completely to you and me. To become fully alive as we receive His body and blood, soul and divinity. I want to give my body. I want to give my blood. I want to give my soul back to God. Because that's the only way I'll be fully alive in Him. And it's such a demand that I can see maybe how some of those people were saying, this is too hard. This is difficult. Yes, Christianity isn't meant to be easy. The idea of having to forgive someone who has wronged you, that's probably one of the hardest things I have to deal with. But it's the Christian way to deal with it. It's the way we become alive in Christ, to where we're no longer clutching to our anger, but rather like Christ, we open up our arms and our hands to embrace, to forgive. See, Christianity has a challenge. It's a challenge to be like Jesus Himself, because that's the only way we become fully alive. Because God gave Himself to us completely. That's what the Eucharist challenges us every single week. Every single time we come to Mass. God giving of Himself, saying, now will you imitate Me? Will you become what you receive? I give you a choice. Will you accept the challenge in a way to live a radical life like I do? A radical life of forgiveness, a radical life of compassion, of kindness. Are you willing to be a total gift to others? Because that's what St. Paul is talking about in that second reading. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. To give yourself completely over to her. To be able to say, you know what, I am willing to take upon every single suffering for your sake. Because you are the most important thing to me. You are the diamond of my life. And the only way I'm going to live fully alive is as your husband, I will lay down my life for you. To give myself completely to you. Just like Christ did to His bride, the church. And that is why then the church responds and becomes subordinate. And don't sit there thinking and being like all lowly and so forth. That's not what it's meant. It's a meant of saying, you know what, I want to give myself back to you. I completely trust you. That's the way the subordination is being spoken of. That I trust this person who will lay down his life for me. So the church is completely subordinate to Christ because we placed our trust in Him. Who has given Himself completely. And so the only way I can give myself completely back to Him, that I follow all His teachings. I subordinate myself to every single aspect of what He has taught, morally, theologically, humanly, every aspect. And it's not one that I get to go pick and choose like it's a buffet bar. It's one in which I say every single teaching, no matter how difficult it may be, Lord, I want to follow it. And yes, I fall short. That's why I need the sacrament of confession just like anyone else. And I'm speaking personally now. But there are times I don't subordinate myself to Christ completely. There are times in which I do not follow Him, that I do not become fully alive because I fully seek my own sinfulness. And so I turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your forgiveness. I need your help. Which is why the Lord gives Himself to us in the sacrament of confession of His forgiveness on this very altar as our very food. So that we may learn then to become like Him. To become fully alive in Jesus. In our stewardship way of life. Through our time that we give to God and to our family, through our talents that we offer to our church, to God, and to the whole world, and through the very treasure of our very being, to be able to say, Lord, you gave yourself, your divinity, your life to me. I give you the treasure of my life back to you. As we live it out through the pillars of hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. So that we may become fully alive. But my brothers and sisters, this is a choice that we have to make each and every single day. It is a choice that is placed before us in this Eucharist, that as I receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, I am making the choice to say, Lord, I want to be united to you. I want to be fully alive in you. Because there's nowhere else to go. You have the words of eternal life. You are the Holy One of God. And so my brothers and sisters, as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity, as He gives Himself completely to you and to me, so that we may become fully alive. May we choose to respond with a grateful heart and become fully alive in Christ through our stewardship way of life. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.